You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Mini Medium with Stephanie Cowan.
Stephanie Cowan.
Live from tarotwithsteph.net.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Mini Media
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
All right. Hello, hello, my friends. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I am your mini medium on the A1R Psychic Radio and the beautiful Moonstruck TV. And speaking of moons, we are experiencing still the beautiful full pink moon, right? So we've got the, now it literally isn't pink unless, of course, you've got some kind of, you know, other elements contributing to it being pink, but it's just a beautiful energy happening right now. So if you are feeling the energy, not only from the full moon, but also from the fact that we're coming out of Mercury retrograde, thank goodness we made it. Congratulations. If you've been feeling a bit, just chaotic, overwhelmed, emotional, just know it's really just, it's normal. And I always say, blame it on the moon. I actually have a sign in my reading room that says, blame it on the moon. So it sounds good to me. And the beautiful moon, she does not care. She'll take it and be okay with it. So just know that we're out of this crazy Mercury retrograde energy. And now just enjoy and feel the beautiful full moon energy as we are sitting in it still. Now, I don't know if you all do moon work, which I love doing moon work. I will take all my stones and my crystals and put them outside. And then I will make a big old jug of purified water and put it in this glass jug, put it outside, put my crystals and stones around my water and allow the beautiful moon to just fill everything outside full of that good energy. So it's really good to do that with your stones, with your crystals, tarot cards, angel cards, whatever it is that you feel needs some charging, some energy, even yourself. Dang, get outside and do a little moon bathing, as I call it. Here where I'm at in Utah, we're finally seeing some beautiful warm weather, and nothing is more I don't know what it is about summer nights that just are my favorites. So get outside and just enjoy and feel that energy. Now, if you are somewhere where it happens to be cloudy, overcast, or stormy, whatever it may be, it does not matter. You will still be able to pick up on all that beautiful energy. So, I'm going to be putting my stuff out tonight. So pay attention if you follow my Facebook page, Mini Medium, or my Instagram page is minimedium75, or you can go on my website, which is mini-medium.com. All of that kind of information and events coming up and booking is on there. But I need to do some charging. My crystals definitely need it. I need it. So I think I'll be out doing a little moon bathing myself. So as usual, I am going to pull one of our affirmation cards. And I also am going to pull one of my moonology cards, which is Oracle, and just see what the universe has to say and what message. So whatever comes of the messages from these cards, it is for everybody. I always say the affirmations, the Oracle message, take it with you, soak it up until you live it, breathe it, eat it, drink it, soak it up so you believe it. And apply it to your week. And they're always such beautiful messages. They fit so perfectly. So what I do is I go off of a number that has been coming my way all day. And usually the numbers I get during the day are my guides, your guides. They are loved ones in spirit. It just depends. So the number that I've been getting today, which is really interesting, I got another fairly large number. And I actually do what's called psychography or automated writing. So if you ever see me kind of to the side here, y'all know what I'm doing. I just started picking up some stuff already. So the number was 717. So 7 and then 17. So then I thought, well, is this the number? Is it July 17th? Is there a significance with that being a birth date or a death date? Sometimes spirit likes to mess with me because I'm not a fan of math. And 7 plus 17 is 24. So it could be they're wanting to recognize the number 24. So that again, 24 will be the 24th of a month. The age of 24, February 4th, kind of how it works. Also, we could be in the year 2024, which, I mean, we're already almost in May, so this could be a significance of someone who just passed. So we'll see how that goes. But for now, I'm going to quickly pull the 17th card. You know, actually, no, my guides just said 7, so we're going to do 7. So 3, 4, 5, 7. So we're gonna go with 7. 7's always a good number, right? 7's a lucky number, so they say. With that, I'm gonna pull an oracle card with the number 17. So we'll kind of mix that up and see what these messages are. I can't count and talk at the same time. It's like walking and chewing gum, isn't that what they say? Okay, all right, my friends. So here is, okay, this is crazy. Okay, you all saw me, hopefully, maybe if you're watching on Moonstruck TV or if you go watch on Facebook, I shuffle these cards and got my guides decide which number I'm going to pick. And I swear to you, this did not, this was not planned. So let's just pull up the Oracle card, which is a moonology. And it happens to be the full moon in Scorpio, which is exactly what we're in right now. This is crazy. My whole right side of my body just got chills. Interesting. We'll see where that comes. So here's the message for full moon in Scorpio, which, like I said, we're literally in that right now. And the full moon in Scorpio Oracle message says, it's time to release negativity. I'll show that on the screen here, how beautiful this is. And boy, I love my Scorpios. The Scorpios are very passionate. Scorpios are really, they love deeply, but don't mess with a Scorpio, especially with their family or their friends. They're very passionate about that. So, however, it is time. It's time to release any negativity. So please keep in mind this year, because we're in the year of the 8, which is the year of the karmic energy, the energy you're putting out into the universe. So everything that you're saying, thinking, feeling, and doing is energy. That goes out to the universe. This year, it's going to be coming back tenfold, meaning twice as much, my friends. So let go of that negativity, the negative energy, whether it's thoughts, feelings, you know, things you're saying outwardly that are not serving you or anyone else, let it go. And they'll tell you, you'll be so grateful you did, because you don't want any of that negative energy to come back to you twice as much, right? Okay. All right. So now the beautiful affirmation message, this goes to everybody, like I said, says, I am thankful for many things and my gratitude attracts abundance into my life. I'll read it one more time. I am thankful for many things, and my gratitude attracts abundance into my life. And I tell you guys, I cannot stress enough how important it is to be thankful and grateful for where you are in your life, the people in your life that are serving you in a positive way. Once you can have that energy of gratitude, the universe will bring back to you all that beautiful abundance of just love and light, good health, good energy. I'll tell you, I've experienced it myself. I've witnessed it. So very passionate about keeping positive as best as you can, but also being realistic, right? We still need to be realistic with things, but if you get in those negative emotions or mindsets, it's okay. Be present, feel it, then move on and get out of that rut, because you don't want to stay there, right? Hey, all right, well, how about we take my first caller? I'm super excited to meet Michelle. Michelle's from Canada. Hi, Michelle. This is the Mini Medium. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great, my friend. Good, good. How can I help you tonight?
I guess maybe I'm curious what is coming for love.
Ooh, I love love. I love it. Well, perfect. Let me see. I think we're going to pull a couple cards for you. And what validation we get as far as what I'm already picking up on through my gifts. Now, like every caller, oh, this is so crazy. Sorry. I have these little squirrel moments. I just pulled the number 7 card of my tarot deck, and you pulled the moon card. And here we are in this beautiful full moon energy. So, boy, that's going to be interesting. Okay. So, as I was saying, when I meet with my callers or when I do my free readings after my podcast, I always end up channeling someone's loved one who's passed or connecting with you in a personal way. And the way I do that is through numbers. So, very quickly, do you connect with the number 7 or 17 or possibly 24? Do any of those numbers resonate with you?
Not offhand, but maybe okay. It'll come to me later. Yeah.
Oh, it always does, my friend. I know. I when I have my readings, my clients say, gosh, it doesn't make sense. And then they message me later and they're like, oh my gosh, Stephanie, I just realized that number, that's my mom's birthday, or that's my birthday. Yeah. It's so funny. So just keep in mind the 7 will be July, the 17th of a month will be 17. 7 will be the 7th of a month. 24, I actually feel like, Michelle, that 24 is connecting to you, which 24 will be the 24th of a month or this year, really, this year of 2024. So just keep that in mind as we go through your reading here. Now, I pulled your 2 cards, and like I said, you pulled this moon card, and I'll show it on my live here so that if you go back and watch on Moonstruck TV or Facebook, and then you pulled this beautiful 7 of Wands, which ironically, the number 7. Well, you need to go to the casino, my friend. You've got a lot of 7. I think it's okay. Beautiful. Okay, so talking about your love life really quickly here, a couple of things I am getting. You're such this beautiful giving energy, and I don't obviously want to see you change that. However, I'm worried about how significant others or potential significant others take advantage of that with you. And I worry about that just because you love so unconditionally to the point where you may be forgiving of things that maybe you shouldn't be so forgiving with. Does that make sense?
Yes, lots of lessons learned over the years for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, absolutely. So now, as I even just looking at your cards, this 7 of Wands card. So a wand in tarot is like having this beautiful fairy godmother wand, and you wave it and you get what you want, when you want, and how you want it. It's amazing. However, you do need to be careful what you wish for. So as I see that meshing with the moon card, which the moon card is really, the moon card is the feminine, because the moon is feminine energy. And it is about balancing the good and the bad. It's about really making sure you pay attention to the lessons that you've, learned through your years. So now, Were you married before, may I ask, and then divorced?
No, just common law.
Okay. Okay. And I'll pick up on that too. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, how many years is common law for where you lived? Is it 7?
No, I think it was around 5 was my first one. And then is that shorter term after that. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Here in Utah, they used to have common law marriage. It would be 7 years. So I'm going to tell you that 7 is so prominent in my vision. So I want you to be mindful of about July as we go into this the rest of this year. I feel like this connection with someone as far as love goes really is someone you already know. And here's where I want you to be mindful of that connection, because I like this person. I like what I'm seeing. The connection will just, it'll be like a friendship that just ends up being more as you move along. I kind of feel like it's already starting. Are you dating someone right now?
Not yet, but I'm definitely got my feelers out there again. And
yes.
I've healed a lot. So yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm really ready now, finally.
Oh. I love that. I feel like you're absolutely, and what I love, what I'm seeing is, the energy that you're putting out there, you're vibrating at such a high level that you really will attract the opposite, person. Now, may I ask, are you attracted to men? Is this a man that you're attracted to?
Yes.
Okay. I just have to always ask. So when you are out there and you've got your feelers out there, I love that you said that, your high vibration is going to be like a pheromone to other men, to these men. And you, without a doubt, my friend, you're going to attract the person, as I call them, your person, that is just going to match with you beautifully. And that's really where the wand comes in of you finally going, you know what, I'm going to get what I want, when I want, and how I want. And so don't, like I was saying earlier, don't be so forgiving of things that you just would not be okay with being, let's say you don't want a smoker, just kind of an example. And then you meet someone and he's a smoker. Yeah, that's something I probably wouldn't overlook, but I also would be a little bit forgiving with that because they can obviously quit smoking. But if there's other things that just, don't give in to, to any other priorities. Now,
that makes sense.
I'm going to tell you, Michelle, I'm so excited for July. Like, July is such a good month for you. Watch for this boy. This person's coming in your life pretty dang quick. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So, but please, I always say that I love to hear back. And so if you want to message the show or let me know through my website, I love to hear back and see what's happening around July for you. Okay.
Thank you so very much. Many blessings to you.
Yes, you as well, my friend. Sending you lots of good love and light, and have a beautiful, beautiful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye-bye. All right. I have another caller. I'm so excited. I think this is Amber. I missed the name. Is that correct? Oh, it's Megan. How about Megan? Hi, Megan.
Yes.
This is Mini Media.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, hon. How are you?
I'm not complaining. Thank you.
Good. Do you connect with the name Amber? Do you know anyone by the name of Amber?
No.
Okay. Sometimes when these names come in out of nowhere, there's always a reason. So I'm going to have to make sure that I keep track of that name when I do my live. So after my podcast tonight, if you're up and you're willing, I have about 2 hours of free readings tonight, and that's here in about an hour on my Facebook page, Mini Medium. So just throwing it out there, because I just, as I'm connecting already with you, Megan, you've got a lot coming in, my friend. So tell me, how can I help you?
My relationship.
Okay. Perfect. And are we talking love relationship, intimate?
Right. Love. Just like any guidance you have on like my love life or,
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Upcoming love life, relationship, something.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. And just so you're an hour from now, you're on Eastern time. So that'll be, I think it's about 9:45 your time on my Facebook page. So if you're interested in wanting to get an extension to your reading tonight, I'm happy to do that for you. Okay, my friend. So it seems that love is really the thing for tonight. My last caller also is asking about love. Ooh, okay. I'm going to pull some cards for you really quickly here. Okay. Oh boy. All right, my friend. If you are in a relationship right now or dating, I'll tell you, I'm just not seeing it or feeling it. So, are you in a relationship? Are you dating at the moment?
Trying to break up. Well, I did break up. I'm trying to decide if I should keep it that way.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Okay, so that would validate where I'm not seeing a connection at the moment where the breakup just happened. Now, the cards I pulled for you, one is this Ace of Pentacles, the other is this Ace of Swords. So you literally pulled two cards that represent the beginning of a new journey, the beginning of change. And one of the things that I can't get out of my head with you, without a doubt, is it's been a long time since you've done this, but it's time, my friend, to put yourself first. It's time for you to be the priority. And I really feel that these changes that are coming, these new paths, these new journeys, it's scary for you. You know, there's such a fear of change. There's such a fear of, you know, even connecting with a new person. And it goes back to even the fear of, gosh, you know, now I got to go back into the dating scene, or, you know, I don't want to put on a facade. I just want to be myself. And I see that coming for you. I see this whole new path. My biggest barrier that I see for you is literally, my friend, it's fear. And fear is, and I love this, I saw this a while back, and fear is actually an acronym, and it stands for false ego appearing real. So when the ego gets in the way, which I mean by ego, it's not like the macho ego. This is your ego of, oh gosh, you know, who's gonna want to date me now? I'm older now, or how are these, you know, significant or possible significant others going to be able to accept my quote unquote baggage, which I hate that word, by the way, because you don't have baggage. I always say you have accessories. You bring into the relationship accessories. But I feel you're in this moment of needing to have new change. And I just don't want you to go back to old ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I do see coming is really and is this a man that you just broke up with?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want you to be aware that you're going to be needing to pull out what I call your swords, and not literal swords. Don't be pulling out any real swords. No real swords, Megan. But pulling out these imaginary swords of protection, of really needing to protect and defend what you're wanting to have in your life, what you're passionate about, your wants, your needs. And with this relationship that just broke up, I really feel that you're going to need to do that, especially because there's going to be such a, there's going to be such a need coming from him to want to bring you back into his life. But I really hope that you pull these swords out per se and just say, you know, I need a break. I need some change. Because I do feel you gave so much to this relationship, but didn't necessarily get back the same amount in return. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. boy, can I ask, do you have a mother in spirit? Have you lost mom? Is mom? Yeah. Your mom is here. Your mom just stepped in. That was so amazing. I just felt your mom come in. And when I mentioned about you standing up for yourself and you putting yourself first, I just heard your mom say, yes, she struggles with that. And she says that she feels that you kind of learned that from her, just giving to the man or giving to others so much that it can be a bit draining. Boy, your mom's a strong energy, my friend. Ooh, her soul just stepped in pretty strong. So let me ask you, I've got about 90 seconds, as my producer's telling me here. Do you connect with the number 7 or the number 17 with you and or mom?
My birthday is in July. So 7.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Your mom's been with me almost all day today. because I kept seeing the number 7 and 17. So, I've only got a minute, hun. So, if you are up tonight here, like I said, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes. So I believe it'll be about 9:45 on the East Coast. I will be, doing free readings for about 2 hours on my Facebook page, and that's Mini Medium. If you're up and you're willing, hop on, let me know who you are. I would love to continue the message from your mom.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, my friends. Gosh, these go by so fast. So I am excited for next week. The energy's been amazing. Go and hop on my Facebook page, Mini Medium. I'll be doing free readings for a couple hours, and I can't wait to see you guys next week. Okay, bye, guys.